At the midpoint of January, we say good evening from the Laddie Semple Arena. In Yankton, South Dakota, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball action. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest smarting from a loss to the Midland Warriors on Saturday. They come in 5-6 in the conference, 11-10 overall. Well, the Mount Marty Lancers are on a roll as of late. 7-4 in the conference, 12-7 overall since a loss in Florida over the Christmas break. They have been red hot. 4 out of 5 wins for the Lancers, including a win at Morningside last week. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds. Down on the floor at the Laddie Semple Arena, I'm in my typical perch up in the crow's nest. Dort College and Mount Marty warming up for tonight's contest. Some of the other Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball games taking place this evening include Briarcliff at Nebraska Wesleyan, Concordia at Midland, Dakota State is at Dakota Wesleyan in a non-conference tilt, Northwestern is at Morningside, while Hastings visits Doan. It's a full night of GPAC basketball as the conference race heads into the last month of the season. All the teams have 9 games remaining in the conference, as they have 11 games under their belts. As we get into our pregame show, we will visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams. We'll also take a look at the matchup ourselves, fill you in on some of the numbers and the history between these two teams, a long-standing rivalry between Dort College and Mount Marty dating well back into the 70s when Dort College women's basketball began and then went on to the SDIC Conference, and now is in the Great Plains Athletic Conference rivalry for the 12th season. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Let's begin by visiting with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, coming off a disappointing loss last Saturday to the Midland Warriors, and talking about getting ready for today's contest, and here is what the coach had to say.
Coach Craig Steensma talks to me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Dort College coming off a loss to the Midland Warriors on Saturday. And, Coach, we've talked a few times. So we talked after the game, post-game interview, and then we've talked earlier this week. A disappointing contest for your team in terms of the outcome and some things that you didn't do execution-wise that you had stressed. But time to get back at it in a road game against a team that's playing very good right now.
Yeah, that, you know, they're playing, Mount Marty's playing awfully well, and they've won some games in a row. They beat some quality opponents lately, one of them being Morningside at Morningside. So I think they've got the attention of the league. They shoot it really well, and they just play great offense, and they just try to limit you to one shot. So they make it very tough for you. But at home here, they've been, they're 6-5, so it's not like they're unbeatable either.
How do you slow down their two guards?
I think you have to make sure you keep them out of the lane is the first thing. And then, you know, just pressuring them and not letting them shoot threes. They really seem to be to get motivated when they make threes. But also number 15, April Winnie, we need to keep her out of the lane because she just shoots a ton of free throws. She's shooting more than 8 free throws a game. And so if we can't keep her from shooting layups and free throws, we're going to be in trouble.
Refresh my memory in terms of their defensive pressure. I remember they do some pressuring. Is it full court? Is it half court? What do they do?
They do some full court pressure, but mainly they're a half court man-to-man team.
Tell me about what your team wants to do offensively.
We want great movement, and we want to get the ball inside, and we want to attack the basket. We feel like we have to get to the free throw line, and that's something that every team probably wants to do. And get any given night, we feel like we can attack the basket and get to the free throw line, but a lot of that's going to depend on, you know, how the game is called and obviously who's refereeing. And if they let some things go, you know, that probably won't favor us. But we have to try to attack, and we have to try to get to the free throw line anyway.
One of the areas you really were frustrated with after the ballgame Saturday was your rebounding and the disparity between Midland and Dort College. How do you rectify that?
Well, hopefully just more effort, better focus, and we just have to do a better job. And we prepared, we thought as well as we could, to rebound. But Midland got us by 16, and if that happens, then you're going to lose. So, you know, we just have to make it a point of emphasis, and we have to have people focused on blocking out and attacking the boards.
A gout attack may prevent you from participating in everyday events that are your greatest joys. The most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men, gout affects millions of Americans. Gout attacks, which some have described as feeling like a severe burn, may occur when uric acid levels build up. Without ongoing management, gout may prevent you from enjoying life's simple pleasures. Learn more about managing this chronic illness at www.goutliving.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Mount Marty women are 7-4 in the GPAC this season, 12-7 overall. They've won four out of their last five games since a 74-67 loss to Weber International in Florida that I happened to witness. They were up by seven late in the contest. Weber International went on a 14-0 run to win that contest by seven, and that seemed to have woken up the Mount Marty Lancers since they've returned to the Midwest. They have had some pretty good luck. The Lancers have won three games in a row. The closest game during that run was a 77-68 win over Morningside in Sioux City. Mount Marty started the season with a 3-4 record. They've gone 9-3 under Coach Tom Slimgen since. The Lancers have outscored teams 71.3 to 60.9. They've limited teams to 38.3% field goal shooting, while converting 41.8% of their shots. The Lancers have out-rebounded teams 38.2 to 36.9. They get to the free throw line often. They've converted 313 of 442 free throw tries, while opponents have made 210 of 313. Through 19 games, the Lancers have turned the ball over 294 times to 354 opponents. The two guards we talked about with Coach Craig Steensma, Taylor Forsh and April Winnie. Forsh is averaging 15.2 points per game, 66 of 128 on three-pointers. April Winnie, 12 points per game. She has a team-high 73 assists and 27 steals. Mount Marty starts with those two players, and they go a long ways with those two players. Brittany Little is averaging 9.9 points per game, 56.6% shooting from the floor. She also takes in 6.4 rebounds per outing. Allison DeCam isn't far behind with 9.8 points per game, and she leads the team in rebounding with a 7.4 average. The Dort women are 11-10 this season, 5-6 in the GPAC. They've split their last four games. They're 4-2 over their last six contests. Dort College is averaging 70.2 points per game. They allow 61.5 points per outing. Dort College makes 41.1% of its field goals that allow opponents to make 38.1% of the field goals that they attempt. Dort College holds a slight 37.4 to 36.7 rebounding advantage. They've turned the ball over 392 times in 21 games, 448 times for opponents. Kara Van Dyke is averaging a team-high 13.2 points and 7.6 rebounds per contest. She makes 50.2% of her field goals. Kayla Brookeye scores 12.1 points per game. Brianna Spronk has had 11.3 points per game. She also takes down 5.1 rebounds, tops the team with 51 assists and 41 steals. Elise Marish accounts for 10.5 points per game and grabs 5.8 rebounds. The Lancer women had a little trouble with Doan on Saturday, taking a 33-18 halftime lead. They rolled to a 66-37 final. The Dort women lost a 76-65 decision to Midland on Saturday, trailed 33-32 at halftime. Dort College was out-rebounded 44-28, and that has been a pain in the side for Coach Craig Steensman to think about for the last 3 days. They converted 25 of 57 field goals, 11 of 17 free throws. Visitors converted 24 of 57 field goals and 22 of 28 free throws. Elise Marish scored 19, Brianna Spronk 17. Jamie Cook came off of the bench to score 10 in the loss. Dort College trails this series 46-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after break. Picking up left off before we broke away for our pregame prayer and national anthem. The Dort College Defenders trail this series 46-24 after Mount Marty beat the Defenders number 20 in Sioux Center by a 55-51 margin. Dort College was topped by Kira Van Dyke in the loss with 21. Jasmine Skelhaus had 9. Mount Marty got 16 points from reserve Holly Hagee, and Taylor Forsch had 15 points. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, they will start number 5, Caleb Brookhuis, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.1 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.2 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 13.2 points per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's averaging 11.3 points per game. She continues to inch her way up the scoring charts for the Dort College Defenders. She is currently 16th overall. She trails Janet Zalstra's total of 923 points with 922 points. She's closing in on the 1,000-point plateau. She needs another 78 points to reach that mark. And Elise Morris rounds out the starting lineup for the Defenders. She's a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 10.5 points per game. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they will start Alexa Berg, a 5'8 senior from Pierce, South Dakota. She is averaging 6.4 points per game. April Winnie's a 5'7 junior from Olivet, South Dakota. She's averaging 12 points per game. Taylor Forsch is a 5'7 senior from Baltic, South Dakota, averaging 15.2 points per contest. Allison DeCam's a 6'1 junior from Castlewood, South Dakota. She wears number 33. She averages 9.8 points per contest. And Brittany Little is a 5'10 senior from Castlewood, South Dakota. She is averaging 9.9 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. The Mount Marty Lancers are coached by Tom Slimgen. He is assisted by Todd Slimgen and Jenny Creer, while the Dort College Defenders are assisted by Terry Beimers and Darren Kaiser. The manager for the Dort College Defenders, Amy Van Rijn. We are underway with the basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and coming away with it is Jasmine Skelhaus. Dort College in the road blacks, yellow numbers trimmed out in white. Dort College with the basketball. They go top of the key to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the ball, goes right side over to Morris. Morris puts it on the floor. Hard move, right side, gets the tough angle and kisses it off of the glass for the two-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders open up the scoring with a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening. Not a bad day for traveling to Yankton, South Dakota this evening. With the basketball out front is Winnie. Winnie puts it behind the back, driving into the lane, dumps it off, and the layup is good. Two-point basket for Brittany Little. Made it look pretty easy that time, and we're tied up 2-2. 19-14 remaining in the first half. Two teams exchanging buckets on their first possessions. Left side pass goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke spins, nothing there. Comes back right side. They get it over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Drives hard to the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good, but she is fouled on the play. To the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Brianna Spronk. Spronk with a pair of free throws coming. The Dort College Defenders with an opportunity to retake the lead. With a couple of free throws for Brianna Spronk. Spronk easily the leader in terms of free throws shot and free throws made for the Defenders this year. 79 of 119. Before that trip to the free throw line, she's now 81 of 121 as she bottoms them both out. Dort College leads 4-2. Coming back the other way, Winnie. Winnie drops it off and again finding the wide open Brittany Little underneath, and they deadlock it at 4-4. 18:43 remaining in the first half. We are a second tie of the ball game already. Pass goes high post over to Marsh. Marsh swings it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets fly with a three. The post player misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Spronk had it momentarily, and it was stripped free. Coming up with it, the Lancers. Lancers into the front court. Shot no good by Allison DeCam off of the feed by Winnie, and here comes Dort College back the other way. Jumping the route and tipping it away as Taylor Forrest. Dort College will get the basketball back. So Dort College gets the ball back just over midcourt. Now they have to retreat to the backcourt to inbound it. They get it inbounded to Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front with it. Man-to-man defense applied by the Lancers. They feed it right side over to Skelhaus. Nope. Instead, Van Dyke hangs onto it. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, and she's called for a 5 seconds call. Van Dyke spun on the right elbow of the lane. Looked like she was going to hand it off to a couple of cutters and then held onto it. And as she faced up, she didn't do anything with it. Didn't put it on the floor and didn't pass it. And the Mount Marty Lancers have the basketball, looking for their first lead of the night. Lancers with the basketball. We're in the early going. 17:52 left to play in the first half. Berg drives right side, gives it up to DeCam. DeCam into the lane. Right-handed shot going to her left. Tough shot. Couldn't get it to go. Brookhuis with it left side. Brookhuis with it on the left wing. Looking down low for Marish. Instead, Door College will work the perimeter. Comes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for the pass inside to Sprock and unable to hit the cutter. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. That'll be a turnover on Caravan Dyke. And the Door College defenders will play defense. Lancers will bring it up. We're still tied 4-4. Into the front court with the basketball is Taylor Force. Force goes over to Winnie. Winnie back to Force. Force right wing, guarded there by Sprock. They feed it down low to Little. Little crossover move. Shot blocked by Van Dyke, but a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. And Van Dyke has just picked up her first personal foul with 17:16 remaining in this first half. Van Dyke was bothered by foul trouble most of the contest against Midland. First free throw is no good for Brittany Little. Little is a 77% free throw shooter, but she misses that one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is on the mark. And Mount Marty has their first lead of the contest at 5-4. 5-4 our score. Dort College trailing by a point. Lancers on the defense. That's Winnie. Winnie comes right side. Brookhuis. Brookhuis guarded there now by April Winnie. Driving into lane, Brookhuis. Brookhuis has to give it off to Marish. Marish, Sprock. Sprock double team. Back over to Brookhuis. Squeezes off a three from the right corner. She connects. Kayla Brookhuis with the three-point basket. The Dort College defenders lead at 7-5 on the three by Brookhuis, her first of the evening. Into the lane, crossover move, April Winnie. Winnie's shot rims out. Rebound taken away by Skelhas. Skelhas wrestles it away from a couple of Lancers. Bringing it up is Skelhas. Skelhas, Van Dyke. Van Dyke travels with it. Another turnover. Dave Schoenrock on the spot makes the travel call. He is joined on the three-man officiating crew today by Brad Kuhnert and Royce Raniger. Lancers have the basketball. Brookhuis trying to jar it free from a Taylor Force, and Force loses it out of bounds on the sideline. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College on the sideline with the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas across the timeline. She goes right side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with it on the wing. Kayla Brookhuis looking down low, looking for the pass to Van Dyke, and it's kicked away by April Winnie. Dort College will reset their offense. 16-12 left to play in this first half. Dort College leading 7-5. High post Marish. Marish shakes left, goes right, gives it away to Sprock. Sprock down to the baseline. Tough 10-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound sealed off. Allison DeCam takes it away. DeCam with the basketball. She gives it up to Winnie. Winnie back to DeCam at the top of the key. Winnie on the right wing. She'll step up, put up the 21-footer, and she bottoms it out. Three-pointer by April Winnie. Winnie, the leading, second leading scorer on this team to Taylor Forsch, and she gives Mount Marty the lead back at 8-7. 8-7 our score, Brookhuis. Brookhuis posting up Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right block, double teamed. Now they retreat. She kisses it off of the glass. Tough shot as she squared up, puts it up over the defensive player. Dort College regains the lead at 9-8. 9-8 our score. Back is Winnie. Winnie another three, and she buries it on. Eleven to nine. So the three-point basket by April Winnie. Lob pass goes inside for Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround on the block. It's good. Kara Van Dyke with back-to-back buckets. Dort College, though, trading twos for threes, and we're tied up at 11-11. 14:58 left to play in this first half. Mount Marty missed shot on the perimeter. Rebound tracked down. Three-pointer on the way by Force, and Taylor Force buries another three. Well, this time it's Taylor Force's turn to take the long shot, and she knocks it down. Dort College trails 14-11. 14-11. This Mount Marty team will rely on the three-pointer, especially by those two players. We'll tell you about their numbers as we get a chance. Pass goes into lane, Sprock. Sprock strong with the left hand off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound tracked down though by Sprock. Back over to Brookhuis, and they reset the shot clock. Shouldn't have been reset, so they'll reset that. That gives me the opportunity to tell you about Forsch and Winnie. April Winnie, 19 of 53 from the three-point line, entering play today. Taylor four, 66 of 128 on three-pointers for 51.6%. She's actually shooting better from the three-point line than she is from inside the arc, where she is attempted, according to my math at least, just 76 shots, and she has made 24 of those. But she's shooting over 50% from the three-point line. Dort College down three. Here's Brookeyes testing the water. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back after it's tipped by Marish underneath. Comes back right side. Skelhaus. Skelhaus, nothing there. Working against Forsch. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. 22 to shoot. Van Dyke puts it up, and a foul called on Allison DeCam. Allison DeCam whistled for the personal foul at the 14:05 mark of the first half. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Neither team going to their bench yet. Now Mount Marty will do so, and Dort College will counter with three new players as well. Cook, Bone, and Jelsma are in for the defenders, joining Van Dyke and Sprunk. First free throw by Van Dyke, a 73% free throw shooter, is good. She's got another one coming. This one's up and down as well. 6 points for Kara Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders trail at 14-13. Now, it's very difficult for me to see the scoreboard from this vantage point in the Lat E. Semple Arena, so I keep a running score. And every once in a while, I've got to double-check against the scoreboard. And it looks like Dort College is trailing by one as I maneuver around. And Mount Marty maneuvering. Allison Alyssa Wetham. Unable to find the player underneath, throws it away. Turnover, Mount Marty. It's Dort College basketball. Mount Marty will show full court pressure defense. They'll go man-to-man full court. Bringing the basketball up is Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma across the half-court stripe. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma's on the right side. Comes back out front to Bone. Bone, right side, Jelsma. Jelsma, Sprunk, lob pass. They work the high-low play, and it's tipped away by Mount Marty. The help defense by Raquel Sotera. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. They tried to find Van Dyke underneath the basket, did Dort College that time. Jelsma throwing in, finds Van Dyke on the baseline. Van Dyke shovels it back outside for Jelsma. Jelsma hesitates. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sotera. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Danelle Bone. Bone with the basketball, Bone on the defense. April Winnie with it. Pass deflected, stolen by Sprunk. Sprunk for the steal, up the floor with the right hand. Stops, spins, shot, no good. Rebound taken away, and now she's going to get called for a foul on the rebound. Rihanna Sprunk whistled for the foul on the rebound with 13:03 left to play in the first half. Team foul number two on the defenders. Elise Marish will check into the contest. Van Dyke checks out. Also checking out is Brianna Sprunk. And Emily Newman, for the first time in quite a while, checks into the contest. She has been out since late in the Christmas break. She was injured in the game with Clark at Northwestern right after the Christmas holiday. Shot inside by April Winnie is partially blocked. It'll be Mount Marty basketball on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Newman, her first action in about 3 weeks. Pass goes down low to Sotera. Sotera's shot is good. Dort College trails 16-13. Coming back the other way, Jelsma. Jelsma gives it high post over to Cook. Cook goes right side to Bone. Bone down to the baseline, ridden hard there by April Winnie. Round the horn they go, back to Cook. Cook maneuvers, shot hangs on the rim, won't drop through, and the rebound is taken away by Holly Hagee. Here comes Mount Marty in transition, leading by three. Pass over the top, Sotera. Sotera left hand good. Sotera makes it an 18-13 ball game, and the Dort College defenders trail by five. 12:15 remaining in this first half. Mount Marty 18, Dort College 13. Dort College will call a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College exhausts their first timeout of the night. Dort College trailing by five. Need to get back on track. A bucket here would help in that cause. For the basketball, Cook out near the center jump circle. Goes right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma right in front of the Mount Marty bench. She comes right side to Cook. Cook on the elbow. Cook looking, still looking. Feeds it left side over to Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Back over to Cook. Cook puts it on the floor. Drives hard with the right hand. Lays it up. Will they count it? And they will, it appears. Kuhnert. It's Brad Kuhnert and Royce Raniger now conferring. The basket will count for Jamie Cook, her first of the night. She'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Micah Holst is in. Elise Marish will check out. That foul charged, I believe, to Raquel Cetera. And she picks up her first personal with 11:51 left to go in the first half. Jamie Cook makes the free throw for the third point in the sequence. Left side, Winnie. Winnie still with the dribble with the left hand. Guarded there by Bowen. It's number 15 against number 15 there. Right side, Berg. Berg gives it up. Wetham. Wetham goes down low to Cetera. Cetera muscles it up. Shot no good, but a foul called before the shot, I believe. No, they're going to give it to her on the way up, and Cetera will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, where she's making 53% of her attempts so far this season. That foul is called on Jessica Gelsman. For Jessica, that is number one with 11:28 left to go in the first half. First free throw is good for Cetera. Spronk is in. Newman is out. Now, Newman has not been able to practice much as of late either, so might take a little bit for her to get her conditioning back. Cetera makes the free throw. She's got six, and the Lancers lead it 20-16. Jelsma goes right side, Bowen. Mount Marty in a zone defense, it appears. Mount Marty on defense. Jelsma looking high post for Micah Holst. Mount Marty content to pack it in. Right side it goes Jelsma. Jelsma looking for the cutter. Jelsma has it up front. Right side it goes Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Fires it cross court over to Bowen. And they're going to say Spronk was on the baseline out of bounds as she fired it over to Bowen. And the Lancers will get the basketball back. Holly Hagee tosses it in to April Winnie with 9 minutes gone in this contest. Winnie on the left elbow of the lane. Gives it to Cetera. Cetera back to Winnie. Winnie with the basketball. Winnie will drive in. Winnie kicks it back outside Wetham. Wetham left-handed jumper misses everything. No good. Nobody touches it for Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty on defense. Dort College will have the basketball. Bone, Cook, Jelsma are out. Here's your Dort College lineup. Caravan Dyke, Jasmine Skelhaus, Brianna Spronk. Also on the floor for the defenders, Micah Holst and Kayla Brookice. Dort College with the basketball. Spronk on the left side. Gives it up Brookice. Brookice deep in the corner. Can't get free for a three-pointer. With the basketball is Holst. Holst to Spronk. Spronk with it on the left side. And we have a foul called away from the basketball. I believe that's going to go on Micah Holst for the illegal screen. Micah Holst has just picked up her first personal with 10:25 remaining in this half. Steam foul number four on the defenders. Mount Marty by comparison with three at this point. And the Lancers will bring it up. Taylor Force across half court. Force setting things up in between the circles. She goes right side to April Winnie. Winnie picks up her dribble back to Force. Force drives the lane. Nothing there. Double team. She has to retreat and kick it outside to Brittany Little. Little with the basketball. Little, nothing there. Comes back to Force, eight to shoot, into the corner, Winnie, Winnie, muscles it up, a lot of collision, no call made, ball is loose, still loose, and the ball goes out of bounds, and the shot clock expires, and it will be a shot clock violation, Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball, the shot clock expired as the ball went out of bounds. But they're going to put 1 second on the shot clock, evidently. And Mount Marty will have a chance for a desperation shot here at the end of the shot clock. Inbounding the basketball on the far sideline will be Alexa Berg, about 17 feet up on the sideline. Berg looking, gets it in to Taylor Force. Force, three from the top of the key is good. Taylor Force with her second three as Mount Marty gets a gift on the inbounds play. Looked like Dort College had forced a turnover on the shot clock violation. They put 1 second on the shot clock, and Mount Marty inbounds it too. And Taylor Force, she set up, took the three, and knocked it down. Now Force trying to drive in and has it swiped away from her off of her shin and out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, length of the floor to go. Substitutes checking in for the Lancers. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. Dort College with the basketball. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor for Mount Marty. They're countering with Berg, Winnie, Forsh, Heggie, and the fifth player is Little. So 9 out of the 10 players who started the contest on the floor for both teams combined. Brianna Spronk on an offensive rebound puts it back over the missed shot by Elise Marish, and the Dort College defenders trail it 23-18. 9 minutes remaining. Driving in is Heggie, and Heggie is fouled on the play by Elise Marish. Marish has just picked up the personal with 9:01 remaining. Dort College spreading their fouls out. I have five different players with one foul each. That's the positive. The negative is Mount Marty is inching their way towards bonus time. Little fouled on the way to the hoop, so she gets two free throws. She's got six, averaging 9.9 points per game for the Lancers. And I beg your pardon, that is not Little who shot that free throw, but rather Heggie, and Heggie makes both free throws. And the Lancers lead it 25-18. 25-18, our score with the basketball up front is Skelhas. Skelhas looking for a pass, gets it away, Brookeis. Brookeis at the top of the key. Brookeis goes Spronk, and Spronk traveled with it. Looked like she was going to put the ball on the floor and decided not to, and when she didn't, she got called for the travel. And the Lancers get the basketball back. Kelly Norrid walking it up for Mount Marty. Mount Marty playing with a 7-point lead and an opportunity to take a 10-point advantage on this possession if they hit a three, and Brianna Spronk's called for a reach-in foul out front. Spronk tried to gamble and get into the passing lane. She gets whistled for the personal foul, her second. Team foul number six on Dort College, so the next free throw sends Mount Marty to the bonus. Lancers have the basketball. Norrid. Norrid out front. Force. Force missed the three. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College trailing by seven. They'll hot foot it into the front court. Right side, Brookeis. Brookeis sets. Fires. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball back. The Lancers leading by seven at 25-18. Right now, the Lancers on a 7-2 run. Lob pass goes inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke double team. Now steps around. Her shot with left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Little. Little with the basketball. Gives it up. Norrid. Norrid long pass over the top. And the shot no good, but getting her own rebound back is Berg. And Berg is fouled on the play. Alexa Berg with the offensive rebound of her own missed shot. Berg will now go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Of the seven fouls called on the defenders, four of them have been of the shooting variety. First free throw is no good for Berg. She's got another one coming. Alexa Berg is an 83% free throw shooter. That foul, by the way, went on Skelhas, and that is her first. Berg makes one of two free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail it now 26-18, and Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing the Mount Marty Lancers 26-18. That's with 7:51 left in the first half. At halftime, we will update you on what else is happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. As best we can, hopefully we get some score updates. Dort College with a basketball in the backcourt. Bringing the ball up will be Jasmine Skelhaus. Dort College is down eight, and they've got to get a basket to get going. Skelhaus with the ball. She goes right side to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it up. Shovel it down low to Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play. And a jump ball is going to be called. Initially, the fist went up in the air like there was going to be a foul whistled. And now they're going to call a jump ball. And now, after conferring, the two officials will say, jump ball. Well, beg your pardon. Now they're going to signal foul. So the foul whistled. I think they called a foul. I don't even know anymore what they finally came out of there with it. Dort College with a basketball. And now we've got a foul called on the inbounds play. Foul's called on Mount Marty. And that goes on Kelly Norrid. Norrid whistled for her second, I believe. Cook with the basketball. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Pass left side over to Bone. Bone puts it on the floor, into the lane, nothing there. Comes back to Cook. Cook with the basketball on the right baseline. Picks up her dribble. Comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-point line. Puts it on the floor once, twice, now down into the corner. Brookice on the fly with the left hand. Shovels it up. Good. Kayla Brookice makes it 26-20. Dort College ends the run of 4 points in a row by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Kelly Norrid. Norrid gives it up to Berg. Berg out front to Hagee. Hagee with the basketball. Mount Marty setting the offense. Little, a 10 to shoot. Pass goes inside and right into Van Dyke. The shot by Holly Hagee. Hagee took it right at Van Dyke, and Hagee got it to go. Hagee with 4 points unofficially. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice on the wing, back over to Cook. Cook looking down low, Dort College trailing. 28-20, kick out pass, Brookice. Brookice buries a three. 8 points for Brookice, and the Dort College defenders back to within five. Steal by Skelhaus on the other end. Coming back the other way, Brookice took it into the lane, thought she was going to shoot it. Instead, tried to kick it over to Van Dyke, and it's taken away. Taylor Force now right side for Mount Marty, 23 feet from the hoop, and Mount Marty wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and just like that, five unanswered by the defenders. Kayla Brookice with a driving layup and then a three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 28-23, forcing Mount Marty to use a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Alexa Berg inbounds to April Winnie. Winnie gives left side to Cam. To Cam back into the game for the first time in a while. Force on the drive, working on Brookice. Bullies her way to the basket. Layup attempt, shot no good by Little. Rebound taken away by Cook off the deflection. Dort College off and running. Brookice. Brookice to the left elbow. Stutter step. Stops. Might have traveled with it. Now threw it behind Jamie Cook and coming back the other way. Mount Marty with a steal. Taylor Force with a basketball. She'll trot it into the front court in between the circles. Guarded there by Brookice. Straight up man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Driving left side, and we're going to have a travel called on Alexa Berg. Berg tried to hesitate and got called for the steps. Dort College down by 5, 28-23. We'll get the basketball back. Van Dyke to throw it in for Dort College. She gets it in to Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma in place of Brookice, actually in place of Skelhaus right now. Brookice is still on the floor. Bone is also on the floor. She's got it at the top of the key. Left side, Spronk. Spronk with it on the wing. Looking, nothing there. Comes back right side. Here's Bone driving in with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken out long by Winnie. Winnie with the basketball. Winnie on the right wing. She goes left side over to Brittany Little. Little, left side, Berg. Berg, three, no good. Rebound long, though, taken down by DeCam, and now a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. That foul is going to go against Dort College and Kayla Brookice, I believe. Brookice picks up the personal. For Kayla Brookice, that is foul number one. To the free throw line to shoot a one, and the bonus is Allison DeCam. DeCam's free throw is up and through. DeCam, a 72% free throw shooter. She is the seventh Mount Marty player to score here in the first half. Their high scorers are April Winnie and Taylor Forsh with 6 points apiece. She misses that free throw, and the Dort College defenders trail 29-23, 4:55 and counting, first half. Brookice has it on the left wing, feeds it down low for Spronk. Spronk is called for traveling. Lots of turnovers in this first half against the Dort College defenders. They'll have to rectify that in the second half. Mount Marty has the basketball. Lancers feed it up front for April Winnie. Winnie on the left side. Winnie, nothing there. Still picks up, now picks up her dribble. Tries to pass it into the lane, and tipping it away is Kara Van Dyke. Jelsma head to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Too strong off of the glass. Sidestepped a defensive player, and here comes Mount Marty. Coming up with it is Forsh. Taylor Forsh into the front court, and Kayla Brookice picks up a frustration foul near midcourt. And in the span of 36 seconds, Kayla Brookice has just picked up her second personal foul, and she's going to have to check out, I believe. Well, they're going to leave Brookice in for the time being. Newman and Marish both check in. 4:24 left to go in the game, in the first half. Mount Marty playing with a 29-23 lead. And I believe we have a lane violation called on Mount Marty, so the score stays at 29-23. On the second free throw by Allison DeCam. Mount Marty's in the double bonus from here on out. Final 4:13 now of this first half. Dort College is down six. Newman passes left side Marish. Marish, deep left side. Gives it to Jelsma. She's going to launch a three, and she hit it. Jessica Jelsma with her first points of the night, and she slices a six-point lead in half. It's 29-23. Jelsma, not a three-point threat on most days. Shot missed on the other end by Mount Marty. And coming up with it is Brookice. For Jelsma, that is just her fourth made three-pointer of the season in 12 tries. Now a hand check called out front against Taylor Forsh. Forsh picks up her first personal with 3:38 left to play in the first half. That is team foul number six on the Lancers, so the next foul on the Lancers will send Dort College into the bonus. Brittany Little checks out of the contest for Mount Marty. Checking back in is Sutera. Out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Morris, Dort College trailing by three. Jelsma trying to post up. Double teamed, and it's stripped away from her. April Winnie came up with a steal. Winnie across half court. Hesitates. Looks. Goes left side to Allison DeCam. Dort College in man-to-man defense. Down to the baseline is Berg. Berg shovels it middle of the lane. Shot no good there for the rebound, though, and the putback attempt by Sateran, but Sateran is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Sateran, a 6-foot freshman off of the bench for Mount Marty, averaging 4.5 points per game coming into the contest. She's got her average already. She's got six. Misses the first free throw. She's right around 50% for the season, so that would make sense. She made her first two. Let's see what she does here. And she makes that one. She is 3-for-4. Dort College trails 30-26. Kara Van Dyke to throw the ball in for the defenders. She gets it in to Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice across half court. Kayla setting the offense. Dort College down 30-26. After getting down by as many as eight, according to my running score, they pass it over to Newman. Newman gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke head fake, nothing there. Shovels it back outside for Brookice, and Dort College gets called for a travel violation on Van Dyke. Van Dyke called for the travel. Kayla Brookice tips it away, tries to save it in on the baseline underneath the Dort College basket. And they say that she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball again. Checking back in is Jasmine Skelhaus for the final 2:51 of this half. Winnie across half court for Mount Marty. Winnie to Wetham. Wetham, left side, Berg. Berg over the basketball, back to Winnie. Winnie, high post to DeCam. DeCam swinging left side, Wetham. Wetham to Winnie. Winnie, free throw line, stops, shovels it outside, Cetera. Cetera, hard to the basket. Her shot off of the glass, no good. Looking to draw the foul. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus straight on, hesitates, drives right side, nothing there. Comes back out front with the basketball, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, straight on from the basket, looking for Newman. Instead goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice, they bring the double team, and Winnie strips it away. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Mount Marty basketball trying to build on a 30-26 lead with 2:09 remaining in this half. Checking into the contest will be Force for Mount Marty. Checking in for Dort College is Bone. Checking out is Brookice. So it's Bone, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Newman, and Cook for the defenders. For Mount Marty, it's Winnie and Force, along with DeCam, Berg, and Cetera. Driving right side, shot is blocked out of bounds on the drive by Winnie. Dort College got up and blocked it. That was Kara Van Dyke swiping it out of the air and out of bounds. Mount Marty has it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass right side over to Winnie. Winnie on the wing. Out front it comes to Berg. Berg tries to pass it over the top, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline. Dort College trailing 30-26, but a chance to cut into the lead. Get it down to one or two before the half would be a good accomplishment for the defenders after trailing by eight on a couple different occasions. Out front, Van Dyke directing traffic. Goes left side, Bone. Ball fake to the top of the key. Back to Cook. Cook lets fly from just off to the right side of the lane, and she hits the three. Jamie Cook connects for the three. Dort College trails 30-29. So after trailing 28-20, Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 9-2. Answering with a three, no. Force unable to connect, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball with 1:18 remaining. Saw a little frustration come out that time by Taylor Force fighting for that rebound after she missed the three. She's missed a couple now from long range. Jasmine Skelhaus driving right side, nothing there, head fake. Kicks it back outside to Bone, Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for Newman, comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus picks it up, Newman. Newman puts it on the floor, spin move into the lane. Her shot, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the lane. For Emily Newman, she is 5-for-14 on free throws this season, now 6-for-15 as she makes that first one. On the floor for the defenders, Newman, Cook, Van Dyke, Bone, and Skelhaus. She missed the second free throw, did Newman, and we're deadlocked at 30. 50 seconds left to play in the first half. Lancers with the basketball. Goes over to Taylor Force. Force into the lane against Newman. She muscles it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook, and we've got a pushing foul called on Marty on the rebound. Brittany Little's going to pick up the personal with 39.3 seconds remaining, and we'll take the long walk the other way with Jamie Cook shooting a 1-and-1. It's team foul number 8 on the Lancers. So Dort College not in the double bonus yet. Jamie Cook with a 1-and-1 opportunity. Cook, a 74% free throw shooter, missed it. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Mount Marty coming back the other way. April Winnie. Winnie across the timeline working against Bone. She goes high post, left elbow, Allison DeCam. Back outside to Winnie. Winnie beyond the three-point line. Force. Force with it. Force is going to drive in. Kick out past Winnie. Winnie might have traveled with it. Drives in. Gets the shot to go, and Kara Van Dyke went knee-to-knee with Winnie, and Van Dyke that time took the worst of it. She will pick herself back up, flexes that knee. April Winnie to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Winnie got the shot to go on the collision with Kara Van Dyke, and Winnie will shoot for her team-high ninth point on this free throw sequence. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We got started just a little bit late this evening. Scheduled for a 6 o'clock start time. By the time we tipped things off, it was about 6:06. Van Dyke looks like she's okay with 19.6 seconds remaining. She got called for her second personal. And the free throw rims out, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Door College basketball. Defenders trail 32-30. Door College has not led since it was 4-2. Door College with the basketball trailing by a deuce. 11 seconds remaining. Skelhaus tests the waters. Nothing there on the help defense. Out front, Spronk. Spronk Van Dyke posting up. Her turnaround in the lane for the tie is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got eight. We're tied at 32-32. Desperation heave at the buzzer is no good. And the Door College defenders go to the locker room, tied with Mount Marty. 32-32. This came after Door College trailed by as many as eight on two different occasions. The last time at 28-20. Door College outscores Mount Marty, though, 12-4 from that point on. And have tied it at 32 all as we head to the locker room. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more at halftime right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Thanks to Andy Bernardo, the Mount Marty Sports Information Director, for the stats at halftime. We'll get to those in just a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Here's how the numbers shake out through 20 minutes of play. Dort College, 11 of 23 from the floor, 47.8%. 4 for 6 on 3, 66.7%. 6 of 8 on free throws for 75%. Mount Marty, by comparison, 10 for 28 from the floor, 35.7%, 4 for 9 on threes, 44.4%, 8 for 14 on free throws, 57.1%. Mount Marty and Door College, 17 rebounds apiece. Door College, 4 offensive, 13 defensive. Mount Marty, 7 offensive, 10 defensive. Turnovers, Door College plagued by turnovers much of the first half, 12. That's a little too high. You'd like that to be about in that 6, 7, or 8 range at most. For Mount Marty, they have 8 turnovers thus far. Door College with 3 steals, Mount Marty with 4. Individually, Kayla Brookice with 8 points. Kara Van Dyke also with 8 points. 6 points for Jamie Cook off of the bench. 3 points for Jessica Jelsma. 2 for Elise Marish. 4 for Brianna Spronk. 1 for Emily Newman, for their total of 32 points. April Winnie leads Mount Marty with 8 points. 2 threes and a 2. 7 for Raquel Cetera. 5 for Brittany Little. 6 for Taylor Forsh on a pair of threes. 1 each for Alexa Berg and Allison DeCam. 4 points for Holly Hagee. That's their total of 32. Dort College is rebounding. Kara Van Dyke has 4. 3 for Brianna Spronk. 2 each for Kayla Brookice, Jamie Cook. And that's it. For Mount Marty, 3 rebounds each for Allison DeCam and Brittany Little. 2 rebounds each for Holly Hagee, Raquel Cetera, and April Winnie. 3 assists for April Winnie, 2 assists for Brittany Little. For Door College, 3 different players have 1 assist each. They are Elise Marish, Danelle Bone, and Jamie Cook. 2 block shots for Kara Van Dyke. 3 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders, Jasmine Skelhaus, Brianna Spronk, and Jessica Jelsma. For Mount Marty, 4 different players have 1 steal each. They are Winnie, Forsh, Little, and Heggie. We're at halftime, tied up 32-32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Halftime scores look like this across the conference, and we're running behind schedule. And while that isn't such a good thing for those of us traveling back to Northwest Iowa this evening, it is a good thing for those of you who want to know halftime scores and final scores, as it looks like we're going to be able to gather them all. Halftime scores, Briarcliff leads Nebraska Wesleyan in women's basketball 38-26. Concordia leads Midland at halftime 37-24. Northwestern over Morningside at halftime 27-25. and Doan over Hastings by a final count of 32-25. One non-conference game going on tonight at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dakota State 36-30. Standings look like this in the GPAC heading into play tonight. Concordia is 10-1. Morningside and Northwestern are both 8-3. Briarcliff had the bye on Saturday. They're 7-3. Mount Marty is 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan 6-5. Door College 5-6. Hastings 5-6. Midland 3-8. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-10. Doan is 0-11. Today's broadcast of Door College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One more break, second half action, right after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers deadlocked at 32-32. For Dort College, they need a win to crawl back into that fight for the fifth spot. In terms of the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings, they stand 5-6 right now. They could hand Mount Marty their fifth loss of the season. Dakota Wesleyan is going to stay at 6-5 as they're in non-conference play tonight. So Dort College trying to get back to within a game of fifth place in the conference. Steal by Brookice at midcourt. It's tipped, controlled by Dort College and Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. She goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Brookice. Brookice on the right wing, and her pass telegraphed it. Taken away by Force. Force driving the other way. Blocked from behind, though, by Skelhaas. Force did not take it up strong. I think she anticipated a foul call and went up softly with the right hand, and Skelhaas was able to come from behind and knock it away. April Winnie has the basketball on the left side. She feeds it down low for Little. Little shot no good. Marish there to bother the shot. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Two teams exchanging possessions. Neither team able to score in the first possession of the second half. With it out front is Skelhaas. Skelhaas driving right side. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, right wing. Nothing there. Double team. Now they retreat. Marish. Marish. Skelhaas. Skelhaas, left side. Sprock. Underneath. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, layup. Good. Dort College has their first lead since it was 9-8. Dort College leads 34-32. Lancer basketball out front. Taylor Forsch. Forsch gives it up to Cam. To Cam into the lane with the right hand. Strong shot. No good, but a foul on the play. That's going to go on Brianna Spronk, and Spronk has picked up her third personal, according to my count, with 18:48 left to go in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Dort College trailing, leading 34-32 after trailing by as many as 8 at 28-20. First free throw by DeCam is good. DeCam, 2-for-3 now from the free throw line, averaging 9.8 points per game. She's a 6'1 junior. Second free throw is up, and that rattles in. And we're tied at 34-34 with 18:48 left to play in the ballgame. DeCam with 3 points. Dort College coming back the other way. Van Dyke. Van Dyke in between the circles on front. Uses her dribble. Goes left side. Brookice. Brookice lob pass underneath for Spronk, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball back. Allison DeCam to throw it in. DeCam. Length of the floor in front of her. Tosses it into Forsch. Mount Marty reverses it. Here's Winnie. Winnie across half court. Back to Forsch. Forsch to Winnie. Winnie jump stop into the lane, and she's called for the travel. Dort College gets the basketball back. Turnover against the Lancers. Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing the ball up will be Skelhaas. Skelhaas across half court. Skelhaas at the top of the key. She stops, pops, three, bank, no good. Rebound controlled by Force. Force over to Winnie. Winnie into the front court. Crosses over. Back to the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. She wanted the foul call. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Brookhuis over right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus stops. Right baseline, Marish. Marish from 15, no good. But there for the rebound of the putback is Kayla Brookhuis. Brookhuis with 10 points. Dort College retakes the lead at 36-34. Dort College has led by two on two different occasions. They've led by one on a couple of occasions. It's never been bigger than that, though. Cross-court pass, three on the way, Force, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus with it on the right side. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, steps into it, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winnie. Winnie looking up the floor. She takes it across the timeline. Winnie, left elbow to Berg. Berg to Little. Little, right side, intended for Force, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw it in front of the Mount Marty bench. That's Alexa Berg triggering. Gives to Force. Force right side to Winnie. Winnie on the right baseline, or on the right wing. Crosses over to the left hand. Her shot from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish cross court over to Van Dyke. She shovels it off to Skelhaus, who will take it into the front court. Jasmine with it on the right wing. She took a three moments ago. Missed it. She passes up that three-point shot. Instead, they go back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke looking, goes cross court, Skelhaus. Skelhaus against Force. This time it's Marish out front. Underneath Sprock, back outside, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, too strong, no good. Rebound corralled on the left baseline by Force. Force will trot it into the front court herself. Force with the basketball, Dort College with a 36-34 lead. They drop it off down low, shot no good on the inside by Brittany Little. Dort College will bring it back the other way. Skelhaus, right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped. Marish chasing it down in front of the Dort College bench. Now Van Dyke comes up with a steal on the outlet. Here's Spronk, and Spronk has it blocked out of bounds by Allison DeCamp. Well, the lid is on the bucket right now for the Lancers. Dort College has not been able to take full advantage of that, though. Some recent cold shooting by the Lancers. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Brianna Spronk from straight on knocks down the seven-footer. Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 38-34 with 16-13 left to go in the half, and the clock is not running. 16-13 remaining. The clock frozen at 16-13. Still frozen, a three-pointer by Taylor Force. She's got 9 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Now the clock starts to run. I would say we had about 40 seconds of action there with no time running off of the clock. When you're ahead, you don't like it. When you're behind, that's an advantage. Mount Marty trailing by one after the three-pointer by Taylor Force. Force gives it to Winnie. Winnie will bring it into the front court. Winnie across the timeline. Winnie, right side, Force. Force to DeCam. DeCam looking. DeCam still looking. She's got it on the floor now against Van Dyke. Ball's down on the floor. Picked off, and it's jarred free. Jessica Jelsma comes up with it. Jelsma left side, Bone. Bone sets. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Cook, no. She was unable to corral it on the left side. Got her hands on it, and that was it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 15:42 left to play in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Mount Marty basketball. Hagee. Hagee gives it off to Winnie, and Winnie is fouled on the play. Fouls charged to Dort College, and number 15, that's Danelle Bone. Bone picks up the personal, and now foul called on Kara Van Dyke on the perimeter, and Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. With 15:25 left to go in the ballgame, Dort College now has two players with three fouls each. Dort College clinging to a one-point lead. Hagee into the lane. Nothing there. Hagee looks outside. Comes back over to Force. Force out front. Force is going to put it on the floor. She takes it strong, gives it off to Winnie. Winnie, off-balance shot, good. Those guards for Mount Marty, Force and Winnie, pretty tough to stop as a combo. Into the front court is Jelsma. Jelsma Van Dyke. Van Dyke thought about the three, instead looking down low. Goes into the corner to Bone. Bone with a basketball. Bone's pass deflected and taken away by Force, and now a reach-in foul called by Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone has just picked up her second personal foul in the span of about 35 seconds. Kayla Brookhuis is going to check in. Emily Newman checks out. Dort College on defense. Looks like they'll match up man for man. April Winnie out front in between the circles. Guarded there by Sprock. Mount Marty playing with a 39-38 advantage. 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Driving right side is Berg. Berg to Forsch. Forsch drops it off. Shot is good. Two-point basket for Brittany Little. She got free on the left side. Dort College trails 41-38. Bone loses it out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench. Dort College does have some timeouts remaining. I believe they've got four left, and it looks like they will use one here. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 41-38. Wasn't that long ago. Dort College was up 38-34, but a seven-point run by the Lancers. They've taken control of it for the time being at 41-38. Now, remember, Mount Marty had an eight-point lead in the first half, and the defenders fought back to tie it at halftime. Mount Marty has the basketball, leading by three after the Dort College timeout. So Dort College calls the timeout, and the Lancers bring it up. Driving right side is Winnie. Winnie gives it off to Little. Little into the lane. Comes back over to Hagee. Hagee down to the baseline, and she traveled with it. Travel violation called on the Mount Marty Lancers. Dort College gets the basketball back. Bringing the ball up will be Jasmine Skelhaas, the freshman from Pella, setting the offense, goes high post to Cook. Cook on the backdoor cut, Brookhuis, Brookhuis layup, good. Set play by the defenders that time, or Brookhuis set her defender up. Acted like she was going to come out front for that fake handoff. Brianna Spronks just picked up her fourth personal in the process. Coming back the other way, April Winnie took it hard to the rack. Brianna Spronks is whistled for the personal with 13:53 left to go in the contest. Now I'm looking at the scoreboard. Maybe that's only three on Spronk. Somewhere along the line, that is number four on Spronk. Spronk has just picked up her fourth personal foul. Free throws on the way for Mount Marty and April Winnie. Winnie made the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 11 points for Winnie. Second free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke out front with it, gives it off to Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up to Brookhuis. Brookhuis tries to feed it back into the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty as it glances off of a Lancer's leg. Dort College will retain possession of the basketball. 13:40 remaining. Dort College trailing 42-40. In it goes to Brookhuis. Brookhuis deep left corner. She goes outside Bone. Bone right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. The double team her hard. She tries to shovel it off to Skelhaas, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty gets it back on the turnover. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Lancers basketball on the backcourt. Hagee. Hagee left side with it to Winnie. Winnie inside. They work inside outside to Berg. Berg left corner. Back to Winnie. 12 to shoot for the Lancers. Wide open underneath is Satara. Her shot no good. There for the follow. Hagee no good. Rebound Satara. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cook. Jamie Cook with the basketball. She gives it off Skelhaas. Skelhaas scampers up the right side. She gives it off to Brookice. Brookice double teamed as they collapse on the defense. Go inside Cook. Cook Van Dyke. Van Dyke head fake. Shovels it back outside. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Brookice. Brookice drives the lane with the left hand. Missed it. No good. She was bothered on the play by player Sutera, who had fallen to the floor. And ending up missing that shot is Kayla Brookice. And the foul called on Jamie Cook on the rebound. Cook has just picked up her first personal with 12:41 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing by a deuce, 42-40. Sutera goes right side, Force. Force on the right wing. Thought about the three. Drives in. Dumps it off for Sutera. Double teamed. And Brookice forces the jump ball. Alternating possession. I believe it'll stay with Mount Marty. On the held ball. 12:25 left to go in this contest. Mount Marty 42, Dort College 40. Mount Marty, a team that came in averaging 71.3 points per game. Kayla Brookice is called for a block on the perimeter. With 12:23 left to go in the half. That's in the ball game. And April Winnie will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. By comparison, Mount Marty has not committed a foul yet in this half. First free throw is up and good. Winnie converts the front end of the 1-1. That's team foul number 7 on the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Winnie. Winnie with 12 points. Now 13. 44-40. Mount Marty with a 4-point advantage. Skelhaus driving in. Comes back over to Bone. Bone. Left side back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three, buried it. Jasmine Skelhaus with the 3-point basket. Dort College back to within one at 44-43. 12 minutes left to go in regulation. In the backcourt with it is Force. Force feeds it across the line to Berg. Berg to Sutera. Sutera fouled on the play by Marish, and Sutera will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Elise Marish whistled for the personal foul with 11:56 left to go in the game. Sutera, 3-for-4 from the free throw line this evening. Now 3-for-5. She came in 10-for-19 for the season. That's 53%. She's now 3-for-5. She's got another free throw on the way after she missed the first one. One's through. And it's a 2-point ball game, 45-43. 45-43, our score. Skelhaus with her right side. She gives it up to Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish backing her way in off of the glass. Good. Elise Marish with the 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail. I beg your pardon. They've tied it up at 45-all. 45-45, our score, and a jump ball underneath called as Sutera's tied up. So with 11:29 left to go in this contest, Dort College and Mount Marty are deadlocked at 45-45. Both teams have scored 13 points in the second half. Marish takes it hard to the basket, and Sutera commits the personal foul. Sutera's whistled for the personal foul with 11:23 left to go in the second half. Team foul number 1 on the Lancers. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it into Bone. Bone back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Brookice. Brookice over the basketball. Brookice, Marish. Marish facing up. Fakes left, goes right. Now we've got a foul called. And just like that, you've got two fouls on this possession. That foul is going to go on Little with 11:14 remaining in the contest. Team foul number 2 on the Lancers in this half. Bone will throw the ball in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Marish. Marish hard to the hoop again, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Elise Marish with 6 points. She scored the last two for the defenders. Dort College leads 47-45. Lancer basketball, Taylor Force. Force to Berg. Berg into the corner, Winnie. Winnie, high post, Hagee. Hagee turns with the crossover. Her left-handed shot no good. Rebound tip. Van Dyke had it momentarily. Now it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with a 2-point advantage, 45-43. This game after they were down at 1 point. 42, I beg your pardon, 41-38. Now there's a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. 10:49 left in regulation. Back with more after this.
This is different.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading Mount Marty, 47-45 at this point. Back-to-back buckets by Elise Marish, tying and then giving Dort College a two-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And the Dort College defenders turn it over on the inbounds play. Mount Marty gets it back in the corner. And the Lancers will set up their offense. They get it right side. Tape, Alexa Berg. Berg to Force. Force gives it up Winnie. Winnie right wing. Winnie comes back out front to Force. Force with the basketball to Berg. Berg gives it up to Winnie. Winnie, swing pass over the top to Berg. Berg looking, nothing there. Comes back right side to Taylor Force. Force gives it up Winnie. Winnie, the runner in the lane, is good. 47-47, our score, 10:16 remaining in this contest. Dort College with it at the midpoint, now up the second half. Skelhaus right side, nothing there, directing traffic. Comes to Marish. Marish looking down low for Van Dyke that tried to post her up. She couldn't get free. Brookhouse left corner, 12 to shoot. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Bone. Bone right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke will put up the three. Swish. Kara Van Dyke with 13, and the defenders lead 50-47. Kara Van Dyke with a team-high 13 points, matching April Winnie's total of 13 for game honors, and the defenders have a 50-47 advantage. Lancers basketball, Taylor Force. Force goes into the corner, Berg. Nothing there, back to Force. Force, high post, Heggie. Heggie's pass deflected. It's down on the floor. Van Dyke wrestling for it, and they say that she was on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Lancer basketball by the Lancer bench. Coach Tom Slimgen over to help the officials get that call made in front of the Lancer bench. Alexa Berg feeds it in to Winnie. Three to shoot for the Lancers. Lancers get it outside. Berg, Berg, three, misses everything. No good. Too strong, and it actually caught the back end of the backboard. Dort College has the ball back, looking to build on the three-point lead. They've led by as many as four tonight. Dort College with the basketball. Skelhaus in between the circles out front. She goes high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke fakes the handoff. Now spins. She's got it right side working on Heggie. Her shot no good, but Heggie commits the foul. Holly Heggie commits the personal foul with 8:54 left to go in the game. Free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke has been able to stay out of foul trouble for the most part. She's got three. Brianna Spronk's on the bench right now with four personals. First free throw by Van Dyke is too strong, no good. Another one on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good. So Van Dyke makes one of two, and Dort College is back up by four, 51-47. Matches the lead Dort College held earlier of 4 points. Lancers have the basketball. They throw it over the top. Alexa Berg. Berg over the basketball, and now we've got a dead ball. Not sure what the call is, but they'll whistle it dead. Mount Marty will maintain possession of the basketball. And with 8:45 left to go in regulation, Dort College has a 51-47 lead. Mount Marty with the basketball. They inbound. They go right side. Comes back to Winnie. Winnie. Left wing to Berg. Berg gives into the corner. Force. Force hassled there by Marish. Dort College in a 1-2-2 zone. Spronk is back in the game. They go out front. Winnie drops it off, and the ball is kicked by Door College with 4 seconds on the shot clock, and they'll reset the shot clock to 15, I believe. Don't see that happen very often, but with 4 seconds on the shot clock, Door College gets called for the kick. Up until a few years ago, that was a reset to 30 seconds. Pass goes into the right corner, driving, shot is up. It's good for Alexa Berg. Berg with 3 points as she drove right baseline, put it up with the left hand. Door College leads by a deuce. With a basketball, Bone. Bone, around the horn they go, Spronk. Spronk with it on the wing. Comes back over to Bone. Bone, right side, picks up her dribble. Gives it up, Skelhas. Skelhas, 3, too strong, no good. Off the heel, rebound taken away by Mount Marty, and they can take the lead with a 3. They can tie it with a 2. Driving the lane is Winnie, shot no good, but a rebound put back by Brittany Little, no good, and she is fouled. Foul on the play, called on the defenders in Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for her third personal, all of them in the second half. This one comes with 7:52 left to go in the contest. First free throw is no good for Brittany Little. She's got another one coming. Brookice checks in. Bone checks out. Another free throw on the way for Brittany Little. Little's free throw is up, and that one rattles down, and it's a one-point ball game. Door College leading 51-50 with 7:51 left. So Little with 6 points. Beg your pardon, 8 points. Right side, Gelsman. Gelsman on the wing. She's hit 1-3 already tonight. Brookice back over to Gelsman. Gelsman beyond the three-point line by a stride. She gives it up. Marish. Marish at the top of the key. Goes free throw line back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Marish. Marish can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled on the play by Holly Hagee. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line for a pair. She's got 6 points tonight, averaging 10.5 points per ballgame. So two free throws on the way for Marish. It's team foul number 4 on Mount Marty in the second half. First free throw by Marish is good. A second free throw on the way for Elise. That one's up and good as well. 53-50, Door College by 3. 7:30 and counting. And a travel in the backcourt called on Mount Marty's Holly Hagee. She was under a little bit of pressure. Got a case of happy feet. Shuffled them. Door College gets the ball back, leading 53-50. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Laddie Semple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading 53-50. Dort College on the floor with Elise Marish, Brianna Spronk, Caravan Dyke, Kayla Brookgeis, and Jessica Gelsma. Mount Marty countering with Little, Forsh, Berg, Winnie, and who's the fifth player? Pass goes down low. I believe that's Hagee. Shot no good by Marish. Offensive rebound and put back by Sprunk. No good. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Mount Marty. Door College misses a chance to go up 5. Coming back the other way, Winnie with a basketball for the Lancers. Winnie in between the circles out front. Winnie goes left side to Berg. Berg weaves it right side back over to Force. Force to Berg. Berg, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it off to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk puts it up. Tough move. Good. Brianna Spronk goes left baseline, gets the shot to go with the right hand from the left side. Dort College has a 5-point lead, 6:39 left to play in the game. Mount Marty basketball, Alexa Berg brings it up. Dort College playing with the lead right now. Lob it into the corner, Force. 3-pointer to make it a 2-point game, missed it. Rebound again, Van Dyke. Carbon copy to the last play, different shooter though. Same location, Dort College back the other way, and Marish has called for an offensive foul. Marish went in over Brittany Little, and Elise Marish has whistled for the personal foul with 6:18 left to go in the game. 6:18 left to go in regulation. Dort College 55, Mount Marty 50. Dort College on a 4-0 run right now. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. This will be a 30-second timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Mount Marty calls a timeout with 6:18 remaining in this contest. Dort College leads at 55-50. Well, it's obvious we are not going to get started at 8 o'clock with a men's contest. Still got 6:18 to go in this one. We got started late tonight at the Laddie Semple Arena. Allison DeCam throws the ball in. She gets it in to April Winnie. Winnie to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball in the backcourt to Winnie. Winnie left side, Force. Force with it on the left wing. Force goes left side to Heggie. Heggie's pass deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw the ball in. This is Holly Heggie. Heggie to Traeger. And her pass is taken away by Brookice. Brookice near midcourt, waits for traffic to clear, throws it over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Spronk. Spronk left side, Van Dyke. Dort College playing with a 5-point lead. 18 to shoot, 5:49 on the game clock. Right side pass, it goes to Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke straight on, 10 to shoot. They dump it down low for Cook. Cook outside, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three, off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamie Cook got away with a push that time underneath the basket on the rebound. And the Mount Marty Lancers were unable to control the ball after the contact. Van Dyke to throw it in. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. They get the ball inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas looking. She's got it on the right side. Stops, pops, 15-footer. Good. Jasmine Skelhaas with 5 points. Dort College leads 57-50. 5:16 left to play in the game. Back the other way. With it is Winnie. Winnie drops it off down low. Comes back out front to Heggie. Heggie's shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty and Allison DeCam. DeCam to Winnie. Winnie driving left hand. Spronk on the defense. Can't afford to pick up her fifth. They dump it off down low, and Brittany Little puts in the point-blank shot. She's got 10 points. 57-52, Dort College by 5. 4:48 left to go in the game. Right side is Spronk. Spronk's layup good. Brianna Spronk with 10 points as she drove hard to the basket. Dort College back in front by 7. 59-52. 4:30 left to play in the game. Back the other way, Force. Force, three from the wing, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Skelhaas on the weak side. Jasmine Skelhaas into the front court. Dort College playing with the lead and the basketball. 4:20 remaining in regulation. Skelhaas working against Force, comes back over to Van Dyke. Dort College up by 7 with the ball. Spront turns, faces up, takes it in against Heggie, and Heggie commits the personal with 4:12 remaining. And for Heggie, that is number 3 tonight. Team foul number 5 on Mount Marty in this second half. They've still got one foul to give before Dort College will be on the bonus. Throwing the ball in will be Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas gets it in for Cook. Cook left side. Cook comes back over to Brookice. Brookice on the wing. Brookice looking down low, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Throwing it in for Dort College will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke to trigger it, right baseline, about 15 feet out. Dort College to throw it in. They get it into Skelhaas. Dort College still with a 7-point lead. Skelhaas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives baseline, puts it up, drew the contact, no call made. Fight for the rebound, take it away by Winnie. Winnie with the basketball. Winnie out front. driving in, and it's tipped away. Last touch by Mount Marty. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty throws it in to DeCam. DeCam off of the window. Good. She's got five. Door College leads 59-54. With a basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas to Van Dyke, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 3:38 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. Dort College by five with the ball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead it 59-54, 3:38 left to play in regulation. Dort College trying to return the favor after Mount Marty beat Dort College in Sioux Center back in November. Dort College with the basketball. They get it inbounded to Jasmine Skelhas. Dort College playing with the lead in the basketball again. 3.5 left to go in the game. Goes Spronk. Spronk to Cook. Cook at the elbow. Comes back over to Brookeye. She lets fly with a three. Tic-tac-toe. Kayla Brookeis with the three-point basket, her third of the day. Dort College leads it 62-54. Dort College playing with an eight-point lead now. Taylor Force with it on the right side. Force looking, gives it up, elbow to DeCam. DeCam 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College has the basketball, 3 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College with an eight-point lead and the basketball. Jasmine Skelhas brings it up. Skelhas in between the circles. Skelhas on the right side, drives, nothing there, double team, gets it away, Brookeis. Brookeis thought about the three, instead retreats, back outside to Spronk. Spronk to Cook, seven to shoot for the defenders. Jamie Cook backing her way in, back over to Van Dyke. Three to shoot, Skelhas shot blocked, and a shot clock violation called on the defenders. Party basketball, 2:32 remaining in regulation. Skelhas will check out. Jelsma will check in for defensive purposes. Elise Marish will check in for Jamie Cook. Kayla Brookeis right now with 15 points. Dort College leading it 62-54. With the basketball, Winnie in the backcourt. She gives it off to Forsh. Forsh to Winnie. Winnie across the timeline. Winnie, head fake, nothing there. Winnie, right side. Comes around to Allison DeCam. DeCam, they swing it over the top. Winnie, Winnie, driving in, nothing there. Winnie gives it off, Little, Little, shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's rebound and tap, controlled by Dort College. Dort College still with an eight-point lead. 2 minutes left to go in this one. Mount Marty may have to start playing the foul game. Left side pass, Dort College can take this down to about a minute 35 before they have to shoot. Van Dyke with the basketball. Comes over to Spronk. Spronk tests the waters, spins, puts it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Brianna Spronk with the spin in the lane. Gets it to go with the right hand. Brianna Spronk with her 12th point. And she goes to the free throw line for the opportunity at the three-point play. She's 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight is Brianna Spronk and Dort College. On the cusp of getting back on the winning track, leading by 10, Elise Marish forces a tie-up, and now they'll say that Marish was out of bounds, so no tie-up on that play. Brianna Spronk now over 930 career points. She's 15th all-time, past Janet Zylstra tonight. Next on the list, Rhonda Gritters at 980. Mount Marty with a basketball, down 10 and time running out. Force looks down low, feeds it to Little. Little, back outside, Force. Time's a-wasting for the Lancers. They're down 10. Three-pointer on the way is good for April Winnie. Winnie hits the three. Dort College leads 64-57. If Dort College takes care of the basketball, makes their free throws, they should be in good shape. Still 1:22 left to go in this game, so there is time for Mount Marty. If Dort College doesn't do one of those two things, they use a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 64 for Dort College, 57 for Mount Marty, 1:22 left to go in regulation. Dort College is in the bonus from here on out. While the Mount Marty Lancers are in the double bonus from here on Outdoor College Basketball. Ball is tapped away by Mount Marty on the steal. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alexa Berg for the Lancers. Dort College will inbound again in front of the Mount Marty bench. Well, as far removed as I am from the floor, it's hard to keep track of how many timeouts are remaining for both teams. They don't have it up on the scoreboard. With the basketball is Marsh. Marsh gets it ahead. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, and it's tapped away by the Lancers and Alexa Berg. And if Brookice could have found the player up the floor, she had Brianna Spronk and Kara Van Dyke running a pair of fly patterns down the sideline. Would have been an easy two. Instead, Dort College will inbound the basketball, 20 to shoot. Spronk with the basketball in the backcourt, throws it back over to Bone. Dort College content to run clock in the backcourt. 13 seconds remaining, and it's stolen by the defender, by Mount Marty. Mount Marty steals it in the backcourt. And now Brianna Spronk forces a tie-up with April Winnie. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. And Dort College that time got a little too cute with it in the backcourt. At some point, you do have to move up the floor with a basketball. You keep it in the backcourt. You offer the opportunity for your opponent to pick it off and get a quick bucket, and they nearly did that time. Brookice in the backcourt. Brookice throws it up across the timeline, and it's stolen away by Mount Marty. And now Elise Marsh commits a foul at midcourt, and that is exactly what you don't want if you're Dort College. 50.3 seconds remaining in this contest. They're going to call the foul on Elise Marsh. What that does is it allows Mount Marty to cut into the 7-point lead with the clock stopped. And they'll bring pressure again. And if they don't get the steal, they will commit a foul at some point. Now, you've still got some time to play with if you're Mount Marty. Free throws on the way for Brittany Little, a 77% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 4. First free throw is up and down. She's got 11 points, and the defender lead is 64-58. Checking into the contest will be Kelly Norrid. Norrid's going to go for Taylor Forsch for defensive purposes. Another free throw on the way for Little, trying to make it a 5-point game, and she missed that free throw. Rebound taken down by Mount Marty as they jarred it free. It's down on the floor now in precious seconds, ticking off of the clock. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball on the alternating held ball. Alexa Berg will throw the ball in. Taylor Force checks back in. It's 64-58 right now. Dort College up by a half a dozen. Mount Marty, though, threatening. They've got the ball. They get it inbounded. Berg over to Force. Three-pointer from the wing. Got it. Taylor Force hits the three, her fourth of the afternoon and just or the evening, and just like that, Mount Marty has cut the lead down to 64-61. It's Dort College basketball in the backcourt, and a timeout is charged. 42.4 seconds remaining. Lancers call a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Today,
on the last 30 seconds or so, not a lot has gone right for the Dort College defenders. They still own a 3-point lead, 64-61, but this is going to get hairy before it's all done. Mount Marty with a steal on the inbounds play. Shot from point-blank range, no good. There for the putback, though, is Mount Marty's Brittany Little. And the Dort College defenders have a 1-point lead, 64-63. Long pass over the top, Kara Van Dyke with it at midcourt. She is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Force. Dort College finally able to identify that a player was open over the top, but in the process, Mount Marty with a steal on the inbounds play. They get a shot to go, and with 30 seconds left, Kara Van Dyke is shooting a 1-and-1. Dyke 3 for 4 from the free throw line today. Van Dyke, a 73% free throw shooter. Free throw is up, too strong, and it drops through. That looked like it was going to kick off the heel, and instead of popping up, it dropped down. Dort College by 2. This is a big one here to make it a 3-point ball game, and she does. 66-63, Dort College by 3. Van Dyke makes both free throws. Here comes Mount Marty with the basketball. 25 seconds and counting. Forsch feeds it off. Winnie drives in, puts it up with the right hand. Short arm, the layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and Brookice is fouled on the play with 16.9 seconds remaining. College can extend it to a 2-possession ball game with Kayla Brookice shooting a one and the bonus. Brookice with 15 points. Caravan Dyke tonight with 16, according to my count. Free throw on the way for Brookice. Can make it a two-possession ball game. Free throw is up. Good. Well, looks like Dort College might weather the storm here by the Lancers. Lancers cut it down to one at the 30-second mark. Dort College has responded with three made free throws in a row. Now we've got a timeout on the floor again. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads it 67-63, pending a free throw by Caleb Ruckice. 16.9 seconds left to go. Dort College by two possessions, trying to give themselves an extra point for insurance. Free throw by Brookice out of the deep knee bend is good. 17 for Brookice, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Mount Marty will bring it up. Dort College by 5. Winnie passes left side to Hagee. Hagee launches a 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Spronk, and she is fouled, and that should do it. 5.1 seconds remaining. Dort College will improve to 2 games above .500 overall, 12-10. And they'll move to 6-6 in the G-Pack. For Mount Marty, they'll fall for the first time since they lost to Briar Cliff. They'll fall to 7-5 and 12-8. Brianna Spronk, a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. Brianna Spronk with 13 points, 9 of them in the second half. Another free throw on the way for the senior. This one's up and through as well, and Brianna Spronk makes the 2 free throws, and it's all academic at this point. Dort College will win. Final score, Dort College 70, the Mount Marty Lancers 63. Dort College gets a much-needed win on the road in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And the defender women continue to tighten things up and move within a game of fifth place in the G-Pack with a 70-63 triumph here this evening at the Laddie Semple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders hang on for a win, and did get a little, the lead was tenuous. We'll get to it in just a moment. Dort College led early in this one. Their last lead in the first half came at 8-7. I beg your pardon, 9-8. It was tied at 11. Mount Marty eventually built up a 28-20 lead before Dort College fought back to tie it at 32-all at the half. In the second half, we had a tie at 34. Dort College led 38-34. Mount Marty responded by taking a 3-point lead at 41-38. Mount Marty got up by as many as 44-40. Dort College, though, with 5 points to Mount Marty's 1 over the next 6 counters. And we were tied at 45-all with 11:29 left to go in the game. And tied again at 47 with 10:16 left to go in the contest. Dort College would not trail from that point. Dort College led 51-50 with 7:51 left and built up a 7-point lead at 57-50 with 5:16 remaining. And led by as many as 10 at 64-54 before Mount Marty mounted a frantic comeback, taking advantage of some free throws and turnovers to trim the lead all the way down to 64-63 with 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College, though, got a pair of free throws by Kira Van Dyke to make it 66-63, and after a missed shot on the other end by Mount Marty, Kayla Brookice knocked down a pair to make it 68-63, and from there it was all academic as Dort College wins 70-63. Dort College led unofficially by Kayla Brookice with 17 points, April Winnie at 18 for the Lancers. We'll take a break and be back with a rundown of all the numbers from the women's contest this evening right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Numbers look like this for the women's contest just completed. Dort College and Mount Marty were tied 32-32 at the end of the half. Dort College outscores Mount Marty 38-31 in the second half for the 70-63 triumph. Dort College came into the ballgame averaging 70 points per game, giving up 61.5. They play pretty close to their average today. North College 24 of 50 from the floor, 48%, 7 of 17 on three-pointers, 41.2%, 15 of 19 on free throws, 78.9%. Mount Marty 20 of 57 from the floor, 35.1%, 7 of 21 on threes, 33.3%, 16 of 26 on free throws. That comes out to 61.5%. Dort College on rebound to Mount Marty 38-32. Turnovers, Dort College 22, Mount Marty 17. The individual numbers, Caleb Brookice with 17 points, 6 for 10 from the floor, 3 for 5 on three-pointers, 16 for Caravan Dyke, 14 for Brianna Sprunk, 7 for Jasmine Skelhaas, 6 for Elise Marish, 6 for Jamie Cook, 3 for Jessica Jelsma, 1 for Emily Newman, for their total of 70 points. For the Lancers, April Winnie with 18 points, Brittany Little with 13, 12 for Taylor Forsh, 8 for Raquel Cetera, 4 for Holly Hagee, 5 for Allison DeCam, 3 for Alexa Berg, for their total of 63. Dort College was led in rebounding by Caravan Dykes, 11. 4 rebounds for Brianna Spronk and Kayla Brookice. For Mount Marty, April Winnie at 6, Allison DeCam and Brittany Little at 5 each, 3 rebounds each for Holly Hagee and Raquel Cetera. 2 assists for Jasmine Skelhaas to lead the defenders. Dort College had a total of 8 assisted baskets. Mount Marty was topped by April Winnie with 4 assists, 3 assists for Alexa Berg, 2 each for Taylor Forsh and Brittany Little. Dort College had 7 steals as a team, 2 for Jessica Jelsman, 2 for Kayla Brookice. And for the Lancers, 4 steals for Taylor Forsh, 2 for April Winnie, 2 for Brittany Little, for their total of 9 steals. Dort College wins by a final of 70-63. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And about 12 minutes to go before the men's contest begins, let's get to the wrap-up of the women's contest. Made possible by Wireless World. Wireless World and the post-game wrap. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma. Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win for your team here this evening.
Thanks, Mike. It was a battle to the end, and, you know, they really come at you, and they shoot the three so well. You know, it was never decided till the end, even though I felt good with a 10-point lead with a couple minutes left, and they just kept shooting, and full court pressured us into some mistakes that we shouldn't have made, and made a very interesting game of it yet.
You got down by as many as 8 in the first half, 28-20. You had to use a timeout or two in that span, and you got it back to 32-32. That's a big, that's a huge swing of momentum to get into the locker room with things deadlocked and basically just 20 minutes to play.
Yeah, I don't think you can underestimate the value of that, because if you go down 6 or 8 and they make a run at you, they make it really difficult. But if it's even, then you're able to just try to win the first 4 minutes of the second half and try to just stay with them and hopefully make a run at them. And I thought we did a good job offensively in the second half of getting the shots that, you know, that we can make. So, you know, the ladies played really well. They played hard, and I thought they were very focused tonight.
Made nearly 50% of your shots from the floor. Didn't take many bad shots, as you alluded to, and for the most part, able to contain Mount Marty and their shooters. They seemed to cool off in the second half, and I would imagine part of that can be attributed to the fact that your team was playing pretty good defense, and fatigue may have set in.
I thought we defended them very well in the second half, and we switched up. You know, we went some zone coverage where we just matched up on the shooters, and we just tried to get our post player to run out to the corner and not let him shoot corner threes, and that was probably one of the most effective things that, you know, Coach Beimers just said, this is what we need to do, and, you know, I think the ladies did a great job executing that and not letting them get wide open threes. So they were a little further out, you know, and then a few of them came up short, and, you know, so that huge credit to our defense tonight, and the ladies did a great job.
To get a 70-63 win on the on the road against a very good team. Kayla Brookice, 17 points. Caravan Dyke, 16. Brianna Sprunk, 14. Those are the players that need to lead you in a game like this.
Right. You know, on the road, you look to your veterans. And, you know, Kayla and Danelle stepped up and did some good things when Jasmine kind of cramped up the last 3 minutes there. And ordinarily, she'd be in there to handle the ball and get fouled. And she does a great job. But without her, we have a lot of veterans that stepped in. I thought Jamie Cook played an excellent game tonight as well.
Coach, next up, as you tighten things up in the race, you host Nebraska Wesleyan. And at this point, 8 games left in the conference season. All you can do is try to get some wins and see if you can get up into that fifth spot in the conference standings.
Right. You know, that's where we're at, the 4 or 5, if we can get into that area. And we'll need wins like this on the road to do that. But that's, you know, that's their goals are pretty high. And so they work pretty hard in practice on Thursday. A very focused practice, I would say, on Thursday. And that helped us, definitely helped us tonight.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from today's women's basketball. Briarcliff defeats Nebraska Wesleyan 80-46. Concordia over Midland 80-49. It was Morningside upending Northwestern in Sioux City 63-60. And it was Hastings over Doan 59-55. Non-conference play, Dakota Wesleyan holds off Dakota State 78-69. Standings look like this then. Concordia is 11-1 in the conference. They are 2 games clear of Morningside at 9-3. And they're 2.5 games clear of Briarcliff at 8-3. Northwestern is now 8-4. Mount Marty is 7-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-5. They have the bye today in conference play. Door College is 6-6 along with Hastings. Midland is 3-9. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-11. Doan is 0-12. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. That's the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Delma about the men's contest right after this.